Today's podcast is brought to you by Dell Expert Network. Dell's professional services portfolio is evolving and expanding with the Dell Expert Network partnership in mind. These services include everything from the heavy lifting of a physical deployment to 24/7 security operation centers and even consulting and education services. Join the Dell Expert Network and leverage Dell's professional services portfolio to grow your business, expand your offerings, and spend your time where it's most valuable. To learn more, reach out to a services specialist today at sb.managed.services@dell.com.
You are entering the MSP Zone, a podcast for the managed services community, covering news, analysis, and interviews from around the globe. Elevate your MSP game by staying in the MSP Zone. And now, your host, Charles Weaver.
What is an MSP? What are managed services? This is the question that I get asked most frequently for the longest period of time. For 20 plus years, I've been getting that question. Hey, Charles, what's an MSP? What's a managed service provider? What are managed services? I mean, these are questions that I am asked, I answer, and I still get asked the same question. Now, granted, not by the same people necessarily, but I'm getting the question over and over again, which makes me think that, wow, there's a lot of confusion out there. There's a lot of people who don't understand what it means, what that definition is. Or maybe it's so complex that even though there's a definition, and I'm not the only one who has a definition of managed services, I see not a ton of them, but I see a number of them out there. I see a lot of articles written, probably more now than I did 20 years ago, but there's a lot of documentation out there of that question and its answer from different people, different publications, and yet people still ask. So I am curious, why are people still asking? Is it that difficult, challenging a topic? Yeah, probably. That could certainly account for that. But that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about what is a managed service provider. We're going to approach that question from kind of several different viewpoints, several different perspectives. The people who ask, there are different people who ask. There's different reasons why people ask that question. That could help explain some of this. And then we're going to actually I will give you my working definition that I have used for a long, long time. It worked back then. It still works today. And maybe it will be helpful to you. Who knows? So we'll dive right in and give it a go. So let's start with the threshold question of who is asking the question. Now, in fairness, I don't necessarily get from the service provider community. Now, I say service provider community because technically you could be an IT service provider and not be a managed service provider. Now, some of you may be like scratching your head saying, well, how the heck would that happen? Well, I'll explain it. You could be an IT consultancy shop. You could be a VAR, a value-added reseller who does also project work, and you call yourself an IT solutions provider or an IT service provider, but that doesn't mean you're a managed service provider. You're not an MSP necessarily. You could, but it doesn't make it so. But I just generally don't get that question from the service providers that much anymore. I used to. There used to be a large community of where who would ask this question. Today, I get the question a lot from ISVs, independent software vendors, SaaS vendors, app vendors, organizations, hardware, software, doesn't matter, who sell to MSPs. Very, very common question. Hey, what is an MSP? Now, granted, I don't get it from the big four RMM MSP platforms. They already know. They have their own, they have their own version of what is an MSP. I would probably, my definition and their definition are probably very different in some critical areas. Very different. But the vendors are definitely a large group of who asks that question. End users, oddly enough, maybe not oddly enough, end users, consumers of managed services ask that question a lot. Along with the follow-up question of how do I find an MSP, which is a really common question from the end user community. But that's for another episode. Why do they want to know? Well, that's fairly obvious. I mean, the consumer wants to know what an MSP is, in my opinion, because they want to know if the entity that they have outsourced their IT services management and monitoring to is really doing that job and if they're really an MSP. Now, I've talked about a lot, both on this podcast, I've talked a lot in public speeches, in writings that I've given, interviews. I've mentioned this so many times that there's a great deal of confusion and variance when it comes to providing managed services. There are really good MSPs. There are not so good MSPs. There are companies who think they're an MSP, call themselves an MSP, but they're not an MSP. There are companies who aren't an MSP. Sorry. There are companies who don't call themselves an MSP, don't consider themselves an MSP, but actually provide managed services, and lots of variations in between. Companies who provide managed services, they don't call themselves a managed service provider, but they do it, and they do it along with many other things that they more associate those other things with what they actually do. There's companies who do a very, very small amount of managed services. They do a large amount of something else, and yet they still call themselves a managed service provider, even though that portion of their business is very, very small, relative speaking, in revenue dollars. So my point is there's a variety of segments or plots along the line graph here. Different answers to the question, what is an MSP? What's a managed service provider? What are managed services? These are not always easy questions. And so we've had to come up with a kind of a gold standard response, which I'll give you shortly, to the question to attempt to define what managed services is about, what an MSP is, and do so in a way that is helpful, that isn't watered down and so diluted that it's a useless definition, but also that it's not confining to the point where it is harmful to certain organizations. Meaning that we have to be somewhat inclusive of the types of organizations practicing managed services, because there is a great variety of them out there. But it's also important to understand what those variations are, so that you, whether you are a vendor selling to the MSPs, whether you are a consumer selling, consuming those managed services offerings, or whether you're just somebody on the outside looking, maybe you're a public policy, maybe you're a person, a legislator writing a law on MSPs, maybe you're law enforcement who you're curious about the role of MSPs. There's so many people looking at and thinking about and evaluating and studying MSPs. It's just funny that what is an MSP is still a very, very commonly asked question. Now, I'll tell you, back to the first point that I was talking about, who is asking the question? I'll tell you who isn't asking the question. I'll tell you who isn't asking the question, what is an MSP? Who ought to be? The very group that, above all other groups, ought to be centrally preoccupied with the answer to what is an MSP, and that's the insurance industry, insurance agents, insurance underwriters. This is the community that I don't hear anything from. Now, I talk to insurance companies a lot, but they never ask that question. And I'm wondering, either they don't know, they don't want to ask because they think that that would make them look dumb, which it wouldn't, but that could be a reason why they don't ask the question. They could not ask the question because they don't want to know. Now, that's scary. And I don't want to make this about insurance because that's not what this topic is about. But that could also be a very legitimate reason for why they don't show up as a common entity asking this question. They don't want to know. They don't want to know who's an MSP, who isn't an MSP. Now, that seems counterintuitive to most of you. It's counterintuitive to me, but they're just not asking. And I would say that there's a really good reason why they should be asking, why they should be attempting a very good working definition of what an MSP is, because they're in the business of underwriting their risk. You might think that they would want to know what an MSP is. I mean, anyway, who's asking it, who's not asking it, and why do they want to know? All leads us to eventually, right, what is the definition? Now, I've told you why people ask, and I've told you that there's a variety of different, not applications, there's a variety of different scenarios, different types of organizations practicing managed services. That's very, very true, and has always been the case. I have said repeatedly, written repeatedly, that the pure play MSP, right, the company that is predominantly or exclusively just a managed service provider, is fairly rare. They do exist. There's more than one of them, but I would probably say it's 5% of the total MSP market are pure play. That's just my guesstimate. Based on MSPs that I look at, study, we audit and certify a lot of MSPs here, so we do have access to this information, and I don't see a lot of pure play MSPs. Well, what is a pure play MSP, Charles? Well, my definition would be, it's not just that that's all they do. The revenue has to account for it as well. Like, if you are 90% managed service provider and 90% of your company's revenue comes from managed services, and 10% is hardware resale, software licensing resale, project work not related to an ongoing managed services agreement, I'd probably say you're as close to a pure play as you can get. There are some 100%ers out there. They do, yeah, I've seen those before. But again, they're not that common. I'd definitely say 5% of the total MSP population would be about accurate. If you are a company and 90% of your revenue comes from project, non-recurring services, and hardware, software, resell, and 10% of what you do is actual managed services as accounted by your revenue, are you still an MSP? Possibly, but that's not certainly what you do all the time. It's not what produce what pays the light bills. But that gets to, that's a judgment call. And that has nothing to do with the separate but equally important question of that 10% of your company that's doing the managed services, how well do they perform? That's a really good question, something that not enough people ask, in my opinion. And it's also it's a question of how well can that 10% of your company really be doing if 90% of the effort, the organization, the revenue, right? Revenue speaks volumes, right? That's where any organization, whatever you do, if 90% of what you do comes from one thing, that's more likely what you are, right? So going back to that, if you're 90% resale hardware and software, 10% managed services, you're probably a VAR. You're a reseller. You're a reseller that has a managed services practice. Now, we don't have any hard and fast rules, right? We're not like the accounting, the legal, the medical profession or engineering profession where you have to have, you know, certain number of licensed individuals in the firm to call yourself that type of a professional liability company, like the legal, you know, entities have it and accounting firms have it, medical practices have it. MSPs don't have that. And so we have to construct working definitions that function for our industry with that type of variance, because not everyone is doing the same mixture. There's 50% MSPs and 50% VARs. Well, how do you classify that? Are they an MSP? Probably, maybe. But you get where I'm going. What if they're 30% managed services, 30% project, non-recurring services, and 30% or 33% of each, and the last being resale? So only one third of the company is managed services. Are they, you know, this is what I'm getting at. There's almost always a mixture for the remaining 95% of providers on the planet who aren't pure play MSPs. They're mixing it up with something else, to which I pose the hypothetical rhetorical question. Is that still an MSP? Are they still an MSP? Is that a legitimate business model? Of course it's a legitimate business model. As to whether they are an MSP, as to whether or not they are a good MSP, I don't know the answer to that question. But I will give you my working definition of what an MSP, I'll give you a working definition of what managed services, managed IT services are, because that will help us answer that follow-up question of what is an MSP, or at least what is a company that has a managed services division or department or element in it, because that's really what we're getting at. That's how I view the question, what is an MSP, right? I've stopped looking at it from an entire corporate standpoint, because I understand that there are some very large entities out there who do have a small portion of their business is managed services, but they do it really well. And I would certainly consider as a standalone department, division, group, whatever they classify it as, they're really good at managed services. And I've seen some that are not so good. So the mixture of managed services to other revenue sources is not the only factor, but it is an important factor that everyone should consider, right? But separate from that is whether you're 100% or whether you're 1% managed services. Specific to that managed services endeavor, how do you define it? And here's my answer. You have to be to hit my definition of managed services provider. You have to be in that company or in that division, department, whatever, doing proactive IT monitoring and management of some sort to be defined by me as a managed service provider, or for that department to be defined as a managed services department. The proactive term is everything. It is the most critically important word in the entire definition of managed services, to be considered, to be scrutinized, to be reviewed when assessing that question. And I'll read from our own website. And this definition, by the way, was copied, I think, pretty much verbatim from a 2004 advisory board meeting that happened in Coronado in San Diego. And there was a group of probably 10 to 12 of us. Most of the group were practicing MSPs. And it took them 8 hours. I mean, the better part of a day. Now, granted, they deviated and they started trailing off into other areas. But the beginning and sole task of that day was to attempt to define managed services. Because again, back in 2004, you know, today you would say, well, why would anyone spend more than 30 minutes on defining managed services? In 2004, very different time, right? There were far fewer MSPs. Nobody was talking about managed services other than MSP Alliance. And there just wasn't a lot of brain power and energy being applied to this. But we were. And that day we attempted that. But what I'm saying is it took a lot of time, and it took some really, really smart people who were well-respected, people I respect their opinions, all of whom had different backgrounds, different sized MSPs that they were working in, attempting to define managed services. And this is the definition that we came up with. And I'll read it. So managed services is the proactive management of an IT, information technology, asset or object, by a third party, typically known as an MSP, on behalf of a customer. The operative distinction that sets apart an MSP is the proactive delivery of their service as compared to reactive IT services, which have been around for decades. That is the real crux of my definition, my working definition. Are you doing IT, asset, object, work proactively or reactively? Because I think that it's, my personal opinion is that you can't be doing reactive IT management. The reactive and the management words are in violent conflict with one another. You see what I'm saying? How can you be doing reactive IT management? Well, Charles, I send my customers, my managed services customers, it even says managed services customer in the invoice, and it goes out every month. And by that definition, I've been told by my Reddit group or whoever I go to, that is managed services. So isn't that true? No, it's not true. That just means you have a recurring invoice. I could have a recurring invoice for something unrelated to managed proactive IT management. Your billing has nothing to do with your managed services. It just so happens to be a very common invoicing and economic tool and benefit. But it is not the defining element of managed services. And nor is it, I hate to say it, if you've been told this, you were lied to, or you were misinformed. But if you have, and you say, in addition to what I thought was a managed services offering, because we invoice every month, I have a remote monitoring and management tool that I license, along with a ticketing system, a PSA. And it's from a very reputable firm that I acquired both of these elements. Is that not what makes me an MSP? No. You were misinformed. That just makes you an organization that has a license to an RMM technology and a ticketing platform technology. I could possess both of those things and not be an MSP. If I randomly distributed a stethoscope to someone that I found walking down the street and gave them a white lab coat and some funny-looking tie with lots of colorful patterns on it, would that make them a doctor, a medical doctor? Of course not. And yet, most doctors that I see, when I see them, they come in and they've got that, well, they don't all have a funny-looking tie, but they all have a white lab coat. And they typically always have, with the white lab coat, a stethoscope draped around their neck. I wonder if they learn that from, like, medical school. Like, that's the appropriate way to hang your stethoscope. Anyway, it doesn't matter. The point is that the fact that you possess those things does not make you a doctor. Possessing an RMM and a ticketing platform does not make you an MSP. You can't be an MSP without an RMM and a ticketing platform. Now, some people's heads just exploded, I could tell, because they're trying to figure out the Venn diagram of how that works. Just because you have an RMM and a ticketing platform does not make you an MSP. But you can't realistically, I suppose there's some situations, but they're not very many of them. In fact, I can't think of any, so I'll just go with it. You can't be an MSP without an RMM and a ticketing platform. Do you get, it's a logical distinction between those two, and I'll let you figure that out. If you have questions about it, you ask it on Reddit, or you can email me, and I'm happy to spend some time with you. But those elements, the fact that you have these things, does not make you the MSP. The proactive management of the IT object, whatever that object happens to be, that is the thing that makes you the MSP. It just so happens that you can't be proactive without some of these tools, like RMM platforms, like ticketing platforms, perhaps backup if that's part of your managed services proactive management. And there are other types of things that would be added to that list that would all fit into the, are you doing something proactively or reactively? That is the operative term in my working definition of managed services that I've been using for, well, I'll say certainly since that day. I think I believed that prior to that meeting in 2004. But I'll just say, you know, since 2004, so what was that 18 years now? That's been my working definition. It works. Now, does it apply to everybody? No way. I see tons of self-proclaimed MSPs who don't do anything, who have monthly billing, have an RMM license, have a PSA ticketing platform license, and everything they do is reactive. Everything they do is reactive. Do I call them an MSP? No. That's a discredit to all other MSPs. They're a break-fix shop. They're a reactive IT company. Probably more accurately, a reactive IT consultancy. I don't even think IT solutions provider, right? Anything that has the connotation towards solutions, like there's a problem, I have a solution, is, in just my opinion, I'm giving you, highly suggestive of the beginning part of a relationship between a provider and customer. Where the problem is presented, the company says, I have a solution, whether that solution is a one-time project, whether that is a like maybe a remediation project, maybe it is selling and equipping the company with new technology, hardware or software or services that they need to remediate and bring them up to a certain point. Those are solutions being sold. But once you've done that one thing, you are back to the prototypical, very commonly referenced, I hope very commonly understood position where I could sell 100 laptops to 100 users in a company, set them up, provision them, get them so that on day one, they're working. And then from that moment on, they become risk. And the major cost involved in those 100 laptops is not the ticket, the retail cost of those. It is the ongoing maintenance and management of those 100 devices and users, presumably, that will be the predominant cost over, let's say, a 3 or 4 year cycle. It is not the cost of the laptop. It never has been. That's where we get into proactive versus reactive. If all you do is reactive work, you're not managing anything. I don't see how you're managing anything. You're cleaning up. You're doing forensic, you know, murder scene cleanup. You're coming to the crime scene after it's been committed and cleaning up whatever that debris is. You know? That's what reactive IT services does. That's why we've been talking for many, many years now in this new age of cyber, of widespread, indiscriminate cyber attacks. That, you know, when I say the break fix company is dead, the reactive IT model is dead, that's why I'm saying it. Because nobody just wants a forensic cleanup. Now, forensic shops that do exist, like the CrowdStrikes and others that will come in and after a breach will do work. I respect all of those. I'm not knocking those types of firms. But those are different firms. Those are specific consultative firms. They are almost always not providers of managed services. They do something very different. But if you are just doing reactive work, you wait for a problem to occur, and then you go in and you fix the problem, and then you send a bill to the customer. You are not a managed service provider. Because why? It's not because you have a monthly bill, an invoice. It's not because you have an RMM, and it's not because you have a ticketing system. It's because you're not proactive. That is the central theme here. And whether you are a very small 10% shop in managed services, 100% shop in managed services, that is the working definition that I apply. That is also, I would say, regardless of your size or the mixture of your managed services in your company, if you're doing anything, even 1% of your company is managed services and you believe and you are attempting to become 1% proactive managed services in that company, that's how the MSP Verify looks at it. We look at the things that attempt to validate that 1% or 100% or 50% or whatever it is, that percentage of your managed services is actually working in a proactive fashion. So if you're a customer, your vendor to the MSPs, your insurance company saying, well, I guess I think I should start asking what an MSP is. That is my working definition. That's how I determine who I'm talking to. If I'm talking to an MSP who is fairly mature, if I'm talking to an immature MSP, that's the thought process and the kind of quick analysis that I will go through in determining who I'm really talking to. And then from there, I can you know, provide some analysis on how to either remediate, become more mature as an MSP, you know, step as quickly away from, let's say, reactive IT services, which I think are very dangerous these days. But that's my thought process. That's my kind of working definition and the litany of questions that I will ask an individual in a company to determine whether they fit that definition of managed services. So hope that helped. If you have questions, if you have maybe alternative opinions, I would love to hear them. All joking aside, you know, these definitions always kind of change, but I would love to hear your opinion if you have a slightly variating concept, if you fully reject this, think, well, that's completely wrong. I've got a completely different definition of managed services. I'd love to hear it. Send me an email at mspzone@mspalliance.com. Love to keep your name private if you want. And love to hear your opinions on this. But hope this helped. Until next time.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a like. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you'll get notified when future episodes are released. We will see you next time in the MSP Zone.